Andrew Mangiapane joins us on the program. It's Pat Steinberg and Will Nault along with you. Mange, what's going on?
Not much. Thanks for having me.
How you feeling?
I'm good. Right, a little tired. Just got back to Toronto here the last couple of days, so a little the time difference kind of is getting to me a little bit. So I'm taking some regular naps here and there. But other than that, I'm pretty excited and pretty happy. We won gold, and now I'm back home.
The first, it's your first time going overseas. So this is the first time with jet lag, right?
Yes, yes. So it's going okay, right? Yeah, I see why Razzie always complains and all those guys. So I get it now.
What was that? What was the plane ride back like? Like, were you back? Did you go back with teammates, and thus did you get to enjoy yourself on the flight back?
Yeah, we basically won, and then I don't know, got back to the hotel around 1-2, and just kind of hung out, chilled, had ate a little bit, and then it was a quick turnaround, and we were right out of there. Our bus was at 6 a.m., 7 a.m., and then we just chartered home, and just kind of slept on the plane, really.
Just sleep on the plane? You didn't get to
No. No, we were also sharing it with the Americans and all that.
Oh, so. Okay.
Yeah.
That's pretty okay. Then maybe you don't.
What was the
experience before we get to the on ice stuff? Just your first time overseas. I know you talked a lot about that, but it also was weird because you're in a bubble and it's not the typical world championship experience. But tell us about being in Latvia and what that experience was like.
No, it was a lot of fun. Obviously, I think it would have been 10 times better if we can go out and kind of, see Latvia and, just even go to dinner and do all that. But understand it, right? So they want to keep everybody safe, and that's why we're in the bubble, right? But the first couple of days in quarantine were a little depressing. And then seeing the team be down 0-3 while you can't even play was even worse. But then after that, after I was able to play and, able to win gold and everything like that, then it was all kind of worth it. And I was happy that I was in quarantine and did all that.
Yeah, you got only the good stuff, hey?
Yes, yes. People... So, yeah, I was a little paranoid at the beginning. I was getting my food delivered to my door every couple hours, and then I was just watching the game. Couldn't do much, but it was worth it.
Were you able to, as a team, did you get any type of excursions, get a chance to see the city or the country at all? Or are you basically behind closed doors the entire time?
We did get away. I think it was, we went away a couple times. It was I don't even know how to describe it. It was like tented area.
Okay.
It was an hour out of the city and all that. So it was pretty safe place, and we just basically had dinner there, stayed there for 2 hours, got some fresh air, which was good and nice, and then we just kind of went back to the hotel. Other than that, it was just to and from the rink.
Okay, well, let's get into your tournament itself. I want to play you this. So Gerard Gallant was obviously your head coach for Team Canada. He was on with us a little earlier today, and here's what Gerard had to say when he was asked about what his impressions were of you before and his impressions of you now.
Well, I couldn't believe it, really. I mean, I knew he was a good hockey player in the National Hockey League, but when he got over there and things went right from the point he got there for our team, just the confidence level grew. And you put him with, Connor Brown and Adam Henrique in that number one line, and they were outstanding the rest of the tournament. So the confidence level in our team grew, and he just kept scoring and making big plays for us. And, again, I knew he was a good hockey player, but I got a new respect for that kid. He played well every night. He had chances every night, and he buried his chances. So good to see for him, and he was a big spark for us, no doubt.
Has to be pretty cool to hear that from a pretty good NHL coach. What was
what
was it like playing for Gerard?
No, that's awesome. He said that first off, and thank you, obviously, to him. But he's a great coach, right? Obviously, he's. I don't know, probably maybe going to be in the league here and soon enough. But yeah, he's a great coach. He knows his hockey, and it was just awesome to play for him. And it was just a lot of fun, right? Coach always kind of leads the team and everything like that, right? So he led us, and it was it was great to have him.
We're in conversation with gold medalist, Flames forward Andrew Mangiapane on the big show this afternoon. Will?
Andrew, just curious what it was like. Was it almost like playing your first NHL game again in terms of, I know it was the first time for you to put on the country's colors, and what was that first game like for you?
Yeah, it was an unreal honor, right? It always is when you put on that jersey. So me playing my first game with that, I was just super excited. Super excited to get out of quarantine, super excited to play with the guys, and then super excited that I was able to wear that jersey, right? I think that was kind of one of my dreams, is to, you know, grow up and play in the NHL, obviously, and win the Stanley Cup. And the other one is, you know, play for Team Canada and win gold. So that was, it's definitely an awesome feeling. It was just an awesome moment. And it was a great tournament.
You heard that clip from your coach talk about your confidence. And when you missed the first three games, you're waiting in quarantine, as you mentioned, and all you want to do is get out of quarantine and be shot out of a cannon, which you kind of were in a lot of ways. But did you just feel that in terms of, was it all just feeding off the good feeling? And once the first one went in, the first game ends, and then you just kind of built off that game by game. Is that how it went for you?
Yeah, I think so. Right. I think, before I even got into the lineup, I think the team was playing pretty good hockey, and, you know, for whatever reason, puck wasn't going in or whatever, a bad bounce kind of went in our net or whatever it is, right? But that's hockey, right? And then, I don't know, when I just came in, I just wanted to give it my all, right? And I think just when we won that first or the fourth game there, it just gave us confidence, right? And we just kept building on every game and until the finals, where I think we played one of our best hockey games in the tournament.
Your impressions of young 18-year-old Owen Power, who is projected to be the first overall pick in this year's draft. What did you think of the young man on the blue line?
I think he's going to be a really good NHL player. I didn't really know him kind of coming into the tournament, and then I was watching the first couple of games, and I'm like, wow, this guy's pretty good. He hasn't even been drafted yet. Wow, this is pretty crazy. How can he be so tall, right? It's nuts. Right, but no, he's a good player. He's got a lot of poise with the puck, makes smart plays with it, and, you know, you see that all over the ice. So he's going to be a good NHL player, and wherever he goes, I think that team's going to be pretty lucky to have him.
Your coach mentioned it. You just had to seem to have instant chemistry with your line mates. What was it like playing with those two guys? And tell us about your captain and Adam Henrique.
Yeah, those two guys, Brown and Henrique, they're two great guys, right, on and off the ice. But, yeah, it was easy for me to play with them and to build chemistry. They're playing in the NHL for a while now. They're just both smart hockey players and know where to be. It's easy to read off them and, you know, easy to build chemistry. It was a lot of fun to play with those guys and just kind of start scoring goals and start feeling good about ourselves. It was awesome. And, you know, even the MVP trophy and all that, like, I couldn't have won those without them. And honestly, they both could have won it as well, right? They were both great hockey players. And, you know, we kind of did it all together, all three of us.
We talking about your first time wearing the Maple Leaf. I can't imagine you've got a lot of experience with the big ice. What was that like playing on the huge surface overseas?
Yeah, I think that's probably my first time playing on the big ice surface and all that. So it was pretty fun, honestly, but it was different at the same time. Yeah, so you weren't, I guess, getting hit, which is okay. But then again, you weren't really hitting anyone else and couldn't really get in on the forecheck and doing all that, right? So it's a little different game, but yeah, you have more time with the puck, and, you know, I'm a smaller guy, so it's easy for me to use my speed and open ice and all that. So it was fun, just a little different. I didn't think that it would be actually that different until I started playing in the games.
Have you texted or had any communication with Dylan Dubé since the tournament began, and obviously since you've been back?
Yeah, I FaceTimed him after a little bit there and kind of teased him with his brother, because his brother was on Team Canada as well. So it was definitely disappointing when he couldn't come, though. Obviously, he's a great player and would have helped our team, and just, you know, he's a good friend, right? So it would have been awesome to experience this together, and and just to go through this together, right? Just have a friendly face there, right? So, it's sad that he couldn't come. He's honestly a great player, good guy, and it was just, I don't know, just disappointing that he couldn't make it.
He is Flames forward Andrew Mangiapane. He's our guest on the Big Show, Sportsnet 960. Pat?
Man, just before we kind of move on to what comes next, just take us what you're seeing, take us through your head on the overtime game winner against Finland.
That was crazy. The overtime there, it was a great play by Brownie and Pauly on the 2-on-1. And just when that puck went in, I think it was just almost in shock that we actually won and that we actually completed, I guess, the comeback, the underdog story, right? It was just so unreal, so crazy. I don't know, my heart was racing that whole overtime there, and I was just happy that we got that goal.
Have you ever been in a celebration quite like that one?
No, I don't think I have. I think that's the first one, hopefully not the last, I'll tell you that. But it was just a lot of fun. Everybody was just so happy for each other and everyone's hugging everybody. And it was just an awesome feeling. It was a great group of guys. So it was awesome that we, you know, accomplished that.
Andrew, from a confidence standpoint and from just a solidifying yourself in the league standpoint, what can this tournament, your performance in this tournament, do for you going forward?
Yeah, it's obviously, you know, it's obviously a good tournament to, you know, do well in. There's a lot of good players in there, and it's on the world stage, right? So, obviously, it helps out your confidence. Obviously, it's not the NHL, but, I mean, it is, like I said, the world stage and all that. So, it was a lot of fun, and it was great that, you know, that I did well and the team did well and everything like that. So, just going to, you know, keep working hard. Have a good offseason here and just, you know, bring that confidence and, you know, energy into next season.
Before we move into some other stuff that I know Pat's going to get into here, just the final one on the World Championship, Andrew. I don't know how much, you know, sudden death games you had in Barrie, certainly with the Flames. But what was, I guess, take us into the day of the gold medal game. What were your feelings like? You mentioned the huge comeback and the underdog story. You guys had this huge rally from being 0-3 to begin the tournament, first ever team to win the gold after losing your first three games in the tournament. What was that gold medal day like, and what was the feeling in the dressing room after regulation and you're waiting for overtime?
The whole day was, you know, it was like any other game day, I'd say, right? Just trying to stay calm, you know, stay confident, right? Stay confident in our group, stay confident in each other. But yeah, when we kind of tied that up in the late third, that was crazy. Like I was pumped up, right? Everyone was happy and excited. And then overtime, I think nerves kind of set in for our team. But I think once we got out there, we started, you know, just playing with confidence and just telling everybody kind of to believe in themselves and to believe in, you know, believe in coming back and winning this game, right? Sudden death kind of overtime, anything could happen, right? Bad bounce could go in, or you can get a lucky bounce and it could go in. So just kind of go out there, have fun, play with confidence. That was kind of the message. And, you know, it was just awesome that, you know, Pauly got that goal for us.
Was that Russia overtime winner the biggest goal of your career?
Yeah, I'd say probably one of the biggest, definitely up there. That was an amazing play by Troy. I can't believe he even pulled that off. I was yelling at him to shoot three times and then pass it three times, and then he kept deking and deking and deking, and it was a great pass that he gave to me, and I was just so happy. It was a great move by him, and he's a great guy, great player, so it was just awesome that he was able to pull that off like he did, especially on the world stage.
Did you chirp Nesterov at all on that goal, or no? Did you just let that slide?
No, I let that slide. I talked to him after the game, just said, you know, he just said congrats and everything like that. But no, I couldn't chirp him or anything like that. It was just too sad. Can't kick him when he's down like that.
That's fair. That's good.
You're a good guy. You're a good guy, man.
Yeah.
two more for you, Andrew. So we didn't have a chance to chat with you on locker cleanout day as you were en route to Latvia. I know that this was awesome and really positive, but even you said it when the news came out that, you know, you're like, I wish this season with the Flames would have gone better and that we could still be playing. Now that you've had some time to reflect and you've had this really unbelievable experience at the World Championship, how come this season with the Flames just did not go the way your group wanted it to go?
I don't know. I'm not too sure. Obviously, you're right. I'd say it is still kind of disappointing because I think we do have a strong team. I think we got all the pieces there, and just kind of for whatever reason, it just didn't click this year. And I don't know, it could have been because of COVID and, you know, guys can go to dinner or, you know, see friends or family, or I'm not too sure. The shortened season, maybe if it's a longer season, we sneak in and who knows. But yeah, there's no fans as well. We love playing in Calgary with the fans and everything. So, but yeah, I'm not too sure why. Obviously, you can't really make excuses though at the same time, because, you know, other teams were doing the same thing, right? So I don't know why. Don't know. But all we can do is just kind of learn from it, move on, and, you know, come back stronger, right? And we got to learn from our mistakes and can't be making the same mistakes. Because I know whatever, can't keep getting all these opportunities. Eventually time's going to run out and, you know, I don't know. We can't be, I guess, screwing up all these opportunities and everything like that, basically.
Last one for you. When you signed your two-year deal in the offseason going back to the fall, we talked and said, you know what, the two-year deal, just based on the cap situation, was kind of where it was to start. There wasn't a whole lot that really allowed a long-term conversation. Well, you're eligible to re-sign again and sign an extension at the end of July. How open would you be to a long-term deal with the Flames, Andrew?
I'd be very open, right? I love the city, love the locker room, right? The management's great. Everyone's, Calgary's my second home, right? So I'd be definitely interested in signing a long-term deal if, you know, money's right and contract and, you know, situation and doing all that, right? The business side of it. But me personally, just the whole, well, Calgary's just been great to me, so I'd love to, you know, sign longer and stay there longer.
Awesome stuff. I know that's music to many ears in this city. Andrew, congratulations on the gold. It was really cool watching the World Championship play out and seeing how big a part of it you were, and Flames fans were loving it more than anyone. Yeah. So congratulations on the gold. Thanks for doing this, man.
Yes, thank you. Thanks for having me.